There's a interesting Gemara in Masechet Betzah Daf Chav Dalet. There the Gemara tells us a statement in the name of Rav. Rav says, Le'olam al yimna adam atzmo mebet ha-midrash afilu sha'a ahat. That a person should not refrain himself from the bet midrash even for one moment. The Gemara tells us of an episode where one of the rabbis in the evening made a halachic ruling, and the students that were there heard the halachic ruling, but the next morning the rabbi reversed his ruling. And some of the students that were there in the evening weren't there in the morning to hear the reversal, and therefore they came out with the wrong conclusion. So Rav said, you see how important it is, you can't miss a second of the Bet Midrash, because the Hanachot are always being revised and updated, so therefore, you know, you have to hear the bottom line, so you got to make sure that you're there every second of the Bet Midrash. So from this, the Rashbish, in his Teshuvot in Siman Resh Ayin Dalid, writes that Rish Lakish, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, had a custom to drink in the Bet Midrash, even though the Gemara Megillah says really one should not eat or drink in the Beit HaMidrash, but the Shlakish was lenient. Why? Because he didn't want to make Bitul Beit HaMidrash. If he's going to have to go out now and get something to drink, and by the time he comes back, he might miss some of the Hiddushim that the Yohanan was teaching. So therefore you see over here that there is room to be lenient, to drink in the Beit HaMidrash, or eat in the Beit HaMidrash for that matter, if it's going to be a Bitul Torah. Hakam Avadiyah has a big teshuvah in Yahaveh Da'at, in Helek Gima, Siman Yud, where he asks, is it permissible, for example, to have Sa'uda Shlishit in the Beit HaKnesset? Really not supposed to eat in the Beit HaKnesset, the Beit HaMidrash, the Beit HaKnesset has Kedusha. So Hakam Avadiyah wants to say, if they're saying Devrei Torah, for example, the rabbi gives a speech or things like that, and therefore it's considered Devrei Torah and you're eating while you're learning, so that already it can be justified. Otherwise, where you're going to be Bitul Torah, where you're going to be able to sit, and so on and so forth. And really, that's the custom as well. He brings that in Halichot Olam in Chedek Aleph on page Resh Samech Dalid, that the custom was, for example, when the men would come before Minhat to study Zohar, so they would give out, let's say, coffee or tea or little light refreshments over there to keep them up. But that's only because they're learning. So really, the halakha, just to sit and eat in the Beit HaMidrash, you know, because it's comfortable for you, whatever is like this, really one should not eat in the Beit HaMidrash. And the heter to eat in the Beit HaMidrash is, if you're learning Torah, and you're in a shi'ur, and you're listening, so therefore, if you're going to go outside, you're going to miss the Hiddushim, and so on and so forth, then already there's room to be lenient in the Beit HaMidrash. But one has to keep in mind that the Beit HaMidrash and the Beit HaKnesset does have Kiddusha. It happens many times, for example, at a wedding that's in a synagogue. So you have a lot of the people that, they go to the bar, they get a drink, and they walk into the synagogue, and they have an hors d'oeuvre in their hand, they have a drink in their hand, and they're watching, let's say, the people take pictures, and they're drinking, and they're eating, and they're walking in and out. This is Asur. There's no Talmud Torah, there's no shiur taking place. Stop to walk into a Beit Knesset with a drink in your hand, or an hors d'oeuvre, or something like that. That's Vaday Asur. And therefore, one has to be very careful to remember to keep the sanctity of the Beit Knesset. Even when we allow you to drink and eat, that's only when you're in a shiur. But not stop to sit around and eat or drink, like we learned in the Gemara.